Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the question from the delegate from the United States. In terms of the challenges that we faced, especially in the implementation, in the development of the regional biosafety and biosecurity legal framework, I would like to point out to four key challenges. Firstly, like you have already mentioned, one of the key challenges is really the national differences that require to be harmonized. When you look at the differences in terms of legislative structures within the different and the 55 AU member states, then you would realize that we are facing quite a big challenge in terms of how do we harmonize these differences to come up with something that we can accept as a region to say, in as far as our biosafety and biosecurity framework is concerned, these are the elements that at minimum needs to be covered when you are developing or domesticating the framework at national level. The second challenge relates to availability of experts. One of the challenges in the region is that biosafety and biosecurity has not been to date in the forefront when it comes to development of capacity for public health professionals. We have therefore taken, on another note, a very ambitious program to come up with regionally accepted biosafety and biosecurity professional programs. One of these areas is to develop the capacity for biosafety and biosecurity experts. Therefore, when we're developing a legal framework, you would find that public health lawyers and legal experts that have both the expertise on the legal front as well as on the public health front, it is very difficult to find and mobilize these experts. But we have also worked with some of our technical partners that are available locally and regionally. Thirdly, the COVID-19 pandemic. We started this initiative about 18 months ago, and unfortunately, at that time, that's when the COVID-19 pandemic hits our shores in the Africa region. Therefore, most of the attention and priority of member states has been to respond to the pandemic. And it is the same experts that we now have to share between working on developing and pushing forward the agenda of biosafety and biosecurity as we have been, and also actively responding to the pandemic. We have also lost a number of our experts, unfortunately, to this pandemic. And lastly, resources. Resources are required in the process of coming up with this legal framework, in the process of domesticating it, as well as its implementation. We have therefore, as Africa CDC, we have come up with a five-year strategic plan for the biosafety and biosecurity program for the Africa region. And we have been socializing and looking for resources to several partners, locally, regionally, as well as internationally, to be able to support us in ensuring that this mission can be accomplished. Thank you, Chair.